Exclusive, Representative Byron Donalds. Abhorrent and disgusting that Pelosi ignored slain Americans in Kabul for hours. By Catherine Hamilton on August 27, 2021. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, DCA, tweeted several times on Thursday about Women's Equality Day and other topics before finally acknowledging deadly twin suicide bombings in Afghanistan hours after the attacks. Actions Representative Byron Donalds, RFL, called abhorrent and disgusting. I find it to be abhorrent and disgusting. 12 service members, now 13, were killed today. Donalds told Breitbart News in an exclusive interview on Thursday, the day of the bombings. We haven't lost a service member in the last 18 months in Afghanistan. This is the deadliest attack on Americans in Afghanistan in a decade. And she's tweeting about spending money, it's outrageous. Donalds said her prolonged silence on the carnage in Kabul was a tactic to try and change the subject. She's trying to do everything she can to maintain some level of credibility for the President of the United States, he said. Before the bombings at the Hamid Karzai International Airport, which killed at least 100 people, including U.S. citizens and U.S. troops, Pelosi said in a Wednesday briefing that she trusts President Joe Biden's judgment. The judgment about leaving is a judgment that the president has made. And he has to balance the equities of what is the threat to our military and the people at the airport versus the advantage of staying, she told reporters at the conference. The Democratic National Committee, DNC, also issued a press release on Tuesday, prematurely praising Biden for his actions in Afghanistan and said he defied expectations and exceeded even his own administration's goal in successfully ramping up evacuations from Afghanistan. But despite previous kudos for Biden's disastrous withdrawal, Donalds said his Democrat colleagues do not view the situation as a success after terrorists slayed innocent Americans and Afghans attempting to escape Taliban rule in Afghanistan by Biden's August 31 withdrawal deadline. There are Democrat members who are cursing in the hallways about this. This is not a success. Especially in light of today, we know now that this has been an abject catastrophe, he said. Donalds noted that Democrat leadership and the White House have repeatedly attempted to shift the optics of Biden's botched withdrawal, painting it as the largest airlift in American history and ignoring the backdrop of bad judgment on the world stage. And so even though I haven't talked to the Democrat members, I would almost assuredly tell you that there's a lot of them that don't look at this as a success, he continued. Obviously what's happened today with 12, now 13, service members being killed, I think obviously they're in sorrow about that as well. But to call this a success is a complete joke. Far from it.